I think the vast majority of people are actually devastated initially. They may have been aware that they were coming for tests for cancer, but they always keep that small amount of hope that those tests are going to be negative. So devastation is usually the main thing, and disbelief as well. They just can't believe it's happened to them, and a lot of it is, why me?
Phil Scannell says that she has very little memory of her chemotherapy.
If you were to ask me what was treatment like, I think you should ask my daughter, because I have a very scant recollection of my chemo. I would have told you that I sailed through it. I would have told you that, yeah, I was a bit sore and I went to bed and I didn't get sick and all this. I would not have said you were there, you were changing the bed sheets when I got sick, you were helping me out to the bathroom, you were mashing the potatoes for the dinner.
Hair loss is one of the most commonly known physical side effects of chemo. Aisling Miller explains what that was like.
Well, I had really long hair. And then the second week I had a handful coming out when I was washing my hair. And the initial washing of it that day, and I had handfuls of really long hair coming out, was upsetting. It was upsetting. I can't lie and say it wasn't. It upset me a lot.
Many breast cancer patients lose their breast in an effort to get rid of the disease. Helen O'Sullivan says it was an extremely difficult part of her treatment.
It's indescribable, really. It is horrific. The only thing with me is that it happened very quickly. And in a way, that was better because I didn't have too much time to think about it. But it was afterwards that you suddenly sort of, you know, you look at yourself differently. You don't look at yourself at all, really. And it takes a long time to get over that.
Tune in again tomorrow to hear of the struggle that patients go through when they're told that the breast cancer has spread, and how a specialist liaison nurse would help their plight.